Dude, we can do it.
22,000 are the goal tonight. We'll get up to 99,000. Millennial. So, Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, okay, just technical problems.
Give me some technique.
Take it away.
Give me some undertow. Okay, do you want to go with a phone call? I think it's a symbolic phone call.
Where
are the women? Put on the, let's have one message from the interlude from last week. 585-5827. Our goal is, $500 every 5 minutes.
$500?
That's approximately 22,000 in 2 hours. Okay? So here's a message.
Sure.
Here's Laura.
Which message do you want to go to?
657-8040. You got that tape there? Just stick it in?
No, but I got this tape. We can play that instead.
Look.
We've been talking a lot about this,
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but this ain't the promo.
Okay,
Mike. I can't make this important announcement I'm going to make tonight with that music. So,
I'll bring this down a little?
Yeah, I think we should put Laura on.
Laura?
Yeah, put on 657-8040. I think, psychically, I think I need to hear that before I make the amazing announcement. So,
I'm not sure which one you mean.
The 657-8040 number. This is a nightmare, Mike. It's starting already. Look at the tapes down there. You see 657-8040? No. Next, not that one. That one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, messages. Right.
585-5827. We need one message from... this is important. We've been looking for her all year long. Where is the woman? Where is the representative? Well, here she is.
Hi, Bob. It's Julie. I was deeply enlightened, moved, and touched by your radio show, and can't wait to listen to others in the near future. So, Bob, the 31st. Looking forward to the 31st. Carolyn's just pointing that out on our handy-dandy little calendar here. Talk to you later, Bob.
You got to stop it and hold it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. There's that's opening up with a... a woman's voice, right? Okay, people do get enlightened on this show. Bob Office, look at Mike. See, look around, people, what am I going to deal with? The guy hasn't got his headphones on. He's getting, well, you know, massaged personally and intimately there in the corner. And he doesn't know what I'm saying, but Mike, try to pay attention because this has got to be taken seriously.
Bob, why are we here? We're here to raise money. We've got 2 hours. This is, what, the fourth time we've done this?
Really?
Fourth time?
87, 88, 89, you're right, fourth time. 585-5827.
Last year we raised $500, I think, in 2 hours.
No, it was about 15,000. It was a huge amount, I mean, it technically only several people pledged, but then those huge checks that came in 6 months later were from our people, all right? I mean, it put us over the crisis. Mike, I guess I'm serious to say, really, there are people waiting. They want to hear this. We've been spreading it around a little bit to the sub-geniuses.
How many
people if we remember a year ago, September 24th, 1989, please note the jerking knees that Robert Hoff mentioned in the This Magazine article, right? Okay, notice that. Important prop. The year ago, September 24th, 1989, I gave a press conference where I announced the real cause of AIDS via Bob Marshall's International Connection, right? Everybody remember that? That was a year ago. So if I announce the cause, what is logical to announce, you know, a year later? That's right, Susan, the cure. Now, Clinton, Dave Bernard, everybody, speak Helen, please. This is serious. I wouldn't make fun of this situation. I have something amazing to announce. It's going to put CKL on the map, and it's going to justify many pledges tonight because we're going to hear this first on CKLM. Now, what's happened is in 1987, the Exes, my buddies, the ones who give me an edge on everything, all right? I mean, it allows me to keep ahead of everybody else. The Exes, they told me that the cure for AIDS will start to surface in July 1988, all right? So, of course, I was away in Arizona. And then I come back, and of course, slack drops into my lap for having taken a vacation. That means I get more slack. The slack dropped in my lap, the cure for AIDS. Now, let me explain how this comes about. We met some people accidentally. They met some other people. It then crisscrossed, and then all of a sudden, these people show up. Now, we checked with the Exes to see if it was real, and they said, yes, this is the group we predicted in 1987 that would surface in July 88. Now, they did tests for 2.5 years on suffering AIDS patients, And the results, which will be announced very soon officially in the Pink Press within a month or two, resulted in 100% cure, no side effects, and they look better than healthy people through this technique. All right? So, where do I go from there? Eh? I've announced it. This is true. We have an AIDS cure announced here in Toronto on CKLN on October 17th. Now, the people who announce this are in a very difficult situation because there are a lot of pinks out there who are going to kill to get this, right? So let's be careful. But I'm telling people, I'm telling any people in our audience who have AIDS tonight, have the HIV tracing, whatever it is, to call 653-1464. You call 653-1464 and you set up an appointment, and your chance to have this cure, this something you may not believe is a cure, but you have the opportunity to try it out. And I just think it's amazing that I come up with this stuff. I mean, I think that this is the reason why you should place a CKLN, 585-5827, as I provide miracles.
Okay, that is a number. I don't believe you've had a single pledge. The first 10 minutes, good way to start. Hallelujah.
And Connie.
The spirit is moving.
Connie.
The energy is increasing. And Connie. Yes, of course, and Connie.
So let's review what I just said, Mike. I announced
something. Can you say it in 2 minutes? Yes.
I announced it, right? What did I announce? Let's realize. I mean, can anybody? It's hard to believe, right? It's hard to believe that CKLN will have, in history, be able to take credit for announcing this first.
But no one will acknowledge CKLN, Bob.
I think they would now.
Do that, will they?
Yeah, if this proves out true, which it will, then, and it's being videotaped here by Flesherton.
True.
Flesherton spin-off alternative, the counterculture within Flesherton, you know, the anti-establishment within Flesherton is videotaping this announcement. So, Mike, what do you want to say next? Do we go play some more tapes?
I say we don't do a thing until we get a phone call. 585-5827. Now, come on, Bob. I know we got to keep the energy level up. We got to keep things moving along. But where are those people who call every single week, who call and praise Bob on the Church of the Subgenius radio show?
We have a problem, Mike. They're sitting here in the studio.
I think they should go over and call in.
God, we need to find a phone and call in and get Mike out of his the number. 5855, it's right there.
Hold on now, Bob, this is set up. This is contrived.
Well, this is a tape show, Mike. It's been a fake show all along. So we finally got honest when I announced the AIDS cure, right? So phone 65. Oh, I don't want to mix up numbers, but
okay.
You got to phone
653-1464. That's what we want people to call. At least $22 pledge, minimum $22 pledge. Oh, we do have a pledge. Oh, of course, yes. And we have one. This pledge came in quite early. It's from Ron Mann of Toronto.
Yes.
And thank you, Ron, for that pledge
of
$25.
A friend of Adam Agoyan?
No.
Okay, no. Good.
A different style film.
Okay, Mike, we got some prizes.
Yes.
Okay, for what are the shirt prices?
My shirts?
The CKLN shirt.
Oh, the CKLN shirt. Yes, that's great. Thank you for reminding me. For a $40 pledge, you get a CKLN t-shirt. For a $60 pledge, a CKLN sweatshirt. And as well, everyone who pledges this year is eligible for a draw to win a trip to Cuba.
Before you go to bed,
Cuba,
right.
I said. Cuba. And if a revolution occurs, CKLN is in no way responsible for the well-being of people who are caught in Cuba at the time. The only note about this Cuba thing is that you have to pay before December 21st, and you can go anytime between March 23rd and April 23rd. Okay?
Okay, Mike. The prizes for tonight are for a $35. Well, for the $40 pledge for the shirt, you get 1, 2, 3 Bob tapes, Fragments with Bob, Bob Dogma, and Bob's third album. For $60 with the sweatshirt, you get those three tapes plus the three articles, one in Not Magazine interview with me, the interview article in this magazine, just on stands now, and an unpublished article called The Greatest Artist Alive Today, 12 pages, good article. You can have that too. You can have the $40 t-shirt with the three magazines, mix it up whatever way you want, right? And My isn't that nice? 585-5827.
And nothing but wait.
Things are picking up here, Bob. We're getting some pledges in. Yeah, thank you, Shibley Scott, for a $22 pledge. What a surprise. And these $22 pledges are legitimate. We accept them, so we'll keep these going along.
Let's give them something, a reason to pledge. Let's start playing some gold.
We have two lines going, Bob. Keep the energy up.
I want to play some gold. Okay. I want to play some gold so that people can understand why they should pledge. Well, let's hear about Ben Johnson. If anybody remembers when I was away in October 88, I said that Ben Johnson... was really a dupe, set up, fragmented, compromised, caged, and a problem that was foisted on him. He didn't deserve it. Now, you got to find, you know which tape that is, Mike?
Describe it to me, Bob.
Yeah, it's maybe the next one in the pile there.
Okay. I'll take off Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Sometimes I would have
two lighted cigarettes. No, show me the other side. It should say... Exes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one which says Exes.
Got it.
Okay, so this is set up. Now, this is the Exes telling us they had predicted in 88, in the fall of 88, that Ben Johnson was framed. What did it, after he testified and was confessed he took steroids, what did that mean? Was the Exes prediction wrong? Well, they updated me recently on what's going to happen to Ben and how he was set up. And this is dedicated to the black sub-geniuses in our church. This is their man. It's our man, too. But if you identify with color, then this is your boy, and look what happened to him.
Okay, you're listening to CKLN, the Church of the Sub-Genius Show, the only show of its kind in Canada. We're asking you to pledge one night only, 585-5827. Two lines are lit up. Let's keep the lines going. And I'm not going to threaten people. Let's just play this ball.
Yeah, let's just get
savor
on with the show.
Let's just savor it.
Let's savor what's going to happen to Ben.
No threatening.
Ben Johnson would be let off or found that he... I don't know if he was framed.
It was said that he would be vindicated.
Has he been vindicated?
Well, he's been readmitted. That's the first step.
Is there more vindication?
Yes.
Why? What happened?
He did take steroids in his training. However, he had ceased to take them much time before the races. And it would be proven that it... this was foisted on him.
He was framed?
He was framed.
Is that a racist element at the highest levels of the Olympic Committee?
Not racist. A way of getting rid of a potential winner.
Did the person who would benefit from that know this plan was afoot?
No.
So
not the person. Not
not Carl.
No, not that person. But it did remove the person from the race. Did remove him.
And all the advertising benefits and all the money that goes with it.
Did indeed.
So it's an economic battle almost.
Yes.
Economic sabotage.
Yes.
Between teams of bureaucrats around the whole sporting game.
Yes.
Yeah, to put it quickly.
Oh, I think that's it. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but can you hear us?
Yeah.
Where's the tape?
It's just finished.
What did he say? I mean, I didn't hear it. Did you stop?
Are you not hearing the cassette?
Yeah, we can't
all
hear the cassette.
I guess that's the problem. You can't hear the cassette, so...
What was the last words? It should have been quickly.
It just ended. Boom. Came to an end. Absolute...
I don't believe you got it all out there.
Bob,
okay, just play it a little more so I can check it.
But you can't... If you can't hear it, how can you check it?
I might hear it now.
Can you hear it?
No.
But... it did remove the...
Play it again, Bob.
Yeah, do it. Keep it going.
Phone number.
585-5827.
You coming over that?
Yeah, it's okay. Cool, it's happening.
Well, let's hear more of it.
Bob, we heard it already. We heard it. In its entirety.
In there. Phone number.
Phone number.
Okay, technical glyph, Bob. We played the whole tape all the way through. 585-5827, Subgenius Fundraising Time.
Does anybody know what it said?
Yeah, everyone heard it, Bob.
What did it say?
Ben Johnson, blah, 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 end.
And this AIDS thing is not a joke. I mean, there's a guy here saying it's a joke. It's not a joke.
Who's saying it's a joke?
This guy here.
Well,
okay, listen.
Well, if it is a joke, it's like fun.
It's not a joke, eh? Jeez. No, this is a problem. You know, if I cried wolf too many times, that's a problem.
I think, suspect.
Listen, we don't even know where we're at on the script.
I'm sorry, could you hear the other tapes? You heard Dave's music.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't know what's wrong.
Okay, see, boy, this is the nightmare.
Don't worry, Bob. Okay. Keep going. Don't get stuck up. You always do this. You get freaked out about these technical things. Bob, it's okay.
No, you're freaking out, right?
Bob, you're turning red.
Yeah, 585. That's the reflection off the shirt.
You've got to talk also about some of the things we're offering as incentives, not prizes. I hate that word, incentives, for people who donate. And you got some tapes?
Yeah, I thought that was the prizes.
But have you mentioned them on the air?
Yeah.
No, people have to know before they can pledge.
Well, the tapes, the prizes are Bob Dogma, 80 minutes of greatest hits of Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Fragments with Bob, another 80 minutes of greatest hits with Bob. Better quality. And third one, Jim's, Bob's third album, done by Jim. That's, I don't know, 60 minutes, 90 minutes. That's available. 22nd album. Oh, thanks. Jim, correct that. 22nd album?
Okay.
Dogma's gone.
Yeah, 60 minutes? No, there's many of them. I mean, it's not gone. They can get more.
Okay, as many as you want.
Hey, Jim, is it 60 minute or 90 your tape? Do you remember?
90 minutes.
How much a pledge should people be pledging for these tapes?
Well, they should... individually, $5 individually? $35.
Ten.
Ten minimum?
Yeah.
$10 individually, mm-hmm. $35 for all three, $10 for two, $10 for a magazine article, $10 for another magazine article, $35 for three, and $60 if you're generous. You get everything, I guess, for $60 and a sweatshirt and a T-shirt. So that's the prizes, Mike. Let's take a phone call.
Okay, those are the prizes. I got some things to say. First of all, we're up to $157 in the first 25 minutes. We've got to get things going, get the momentum going. This is an old-fashioned revival. Thanks to Martin Neal. Thank you, Martin, for your pledge. I can't read this. Aaron, O'Brien, Deborah, Chris. Four people have pledged. A nice chunk of money. And thank you to Martin Goldstein as well. And Martin got a Bob Dogma tape.
Okay, for on-air pledge.
So did the other Martin, too.
Okay, let's get the show on the road. You have some people call in, 595-6255.
Yeah, we are taking the usual subgenius calls. We're going to keep them short tonight. But if you have something you want to add, if you want to do a pledge and a phone call at the same time, you're more than welcome.
Okay, I know it's confusing with all the tapes, Mike, but let's get on some of these out-of-town pledges.
Okay, yeah, I've got a card queued up here.
Okay.
So why don't we play this, and we'll come back.
From New Mexico, this is Walter Board, author of Operation Mind Control. Leave that radio dial alone. You could suffer dire psychological consequences from missing the latest revelations that were just made by Bob Dobbs on the Church of the Subgenius show here on CKLN. Miracles like Bob has announced tonight happen on every program. You can see them with your own ears if you stay tuned. This is a fundraising. Pledge your allegiance. The Church of the Subgenius and this radio station would appreciate your checks. Give, give, give.
Okay, that's it. Welcome back.
Yeah, nice promo.
Did you hear that okay now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
Now, out-of-towners are involved. These are people who are dedicated subgenii around the world. We know they exist. They're there.
They hear our show in Los Angeles, then the tapes are spread around the world.
And they pick us up.
Yeah, so that was Walter Boward in Arizona.
Phones are dead. 585-5827. Bob, we know there are thousands, millions of people out there who listen every other Wednesday. Okay. Where are they tonight?
They like to be discarnate, so phone 595-1655 and get on the air and talk about Bob publicly and make a pledge, probably.
Okay, the lines are there. Why don't you pick up the phone right now and see if someone is there.
All right.
Hello, CKLN.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Scott.
Scott, hi.
Hi. Bob.
Yeah.
The cure for AIDS, eh?
Yeah, I'm serious about that.
I know you're serious. I just want to say this, like, one of the most incredibly beautiful things that's ever been my privilege to witness.
Yeah, I mean, you think of the millions of pinks doing research and billions of dollars involved in it, and they are going to be very upset that they didn't have the cure.
Yeah, well, the hell with them, right?
No, it's a bunch of subgeniuses, and they did it. And if anybody who's got problems with that kind of virus, call 653-1464 and then call 585-5827 to thank us and make a pledge. Scott, any ideas, any percepts?
I'm working on them.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to get over the fact that I announced this AIDS thing.
Yeah, certainly.
Do you think I'm telling the truth?
Yeah, you know, Bob, I do.
And I am.
I mean, I'm not one to doubt Dobbs.
Yeah, isn't it funny that I do it during fundraising when we're not allowed to be serious?
Well, I mean, during fundraising should get us thousands, $22,000 at least.
Yeah, I think those people at the sick children's, all those people in the major hospitals, if they're listening, they should be calling in, really getting mad and saying, "Is this true, Bob? Is it irresponsible if you're putting us out?" Well, I wouldn't be irresponsible. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, later.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Scott. It sounded noisy where Scott was there, didn't it? A lot of ambient noise. And more guests are here. More people are coming in.
Sean.
Listen, I think... let's get into that.
Put on another card or take another call, Mike.
Okay, we should go to another card. I think, though, we shouldn't do anything until we get the phones ringing. 585-5827. Fundraising. I know we're in the middle of fundraising. We're sort of at the low ebb of fundraising at this point, middle of fundraising. But we're doing very well. We're right on target, I think, for our grand total. And we're doing well tonight. And, you have a question for the audience?
A question from the audience. Was AIDS manufactured by the government? A part of the government that George Bush doesn't know about. So you could say it's an autonomous part of the government. These guys are in their own zone, right? They are. I guess they're... I don't know if they're part of the government. George Bush doesn't know about them. That's who did it.
Okay.
Cause a recession in the research field.
Thanks, Greg. That's Greg making percepts.
We have a big
not matching.
Sort of a Phil Donahue style show here today, isn't it? It's okay. 585-5827. We have pardon me?
Say it, tell me.
This is so ridiculous.
Tell me, Phil.
So ridiculous. Make an AIDS segment.
Oh, okay.
Talking about money.
Yeah, Mike, yeah.
We also have other incentives, apart from the Bob Dogma tapes, the Fragments tape. Things that may be of interest, some tapes from Music Works have been donated. And they are the Bridging Language, number 38, BP and the Bulgarian Folk Singers, tape number 44, No Reason to Believe, number 34, John Oswald, number 47. I'm also offering up some John Doe t-shirts for a pledge of, $15, minimum pledge. And I'm also offering to make cassette copies of John Oswald's Plunderphonics CD, which is pretty hard to come by, impossible, since all the copies of the CD were destroyed. And I'll make you a copy for a $20 pledge.
Yes, that's nice. And the question back here about did the government make AIDS the press conference on the conspiracy from 1400 to 2000 will be offered by Kent in 2 hours. We are going to be on for 7 hours tonight. You can call any time on the air.
But we are on until 2 o'clock
in
the morning.
We're on until 2, and then Kent comes on, just replaces Mike.
Okay. 585-5827. We're waiting for a pledge. Bob, we talked a lot last week about Twin Peaks. We've talked about Twin Peaks in the past. And if you watched last week's episode, there was a moment when one of the characters in Twin Peaks spoke. And I think what he said really epitomized what Bob is all about. Would you agree?
I think this guy represents the world government division of my perfect pitch chart structure. He's not a solar government character. He's a world government character. His concerns are global. All right? Not solar, not universal, not mythic.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
This character is a subdivision of ours. World government is obsolete, so it's going to work. You know, if it works, it's obsolete. And that means it's going to work hard to implement itself and fail in the end.
Okay.
That's the problem with obsolescence.
Can I play that little excerpt for you?
Here's the ideology of the obsolete world government.
Albert, let's talk about Knuckles. The last time I knocked you down, I felt bad about it. The next time is going to be a real pleasure.
You listen to me. While I will admit to a certain cynicism, the fact is that I'm a naysayer and hatchet man in the fight against violence. I pride myself in taking a punch, and I'll gladly take another because I choose to live my life in the company of Gandhi and King. My concerns are global. I reject absolutely revenge, aggression, and retaliation. The foundation of such a method is love. I love you, Sheriff Truman.
Albert's path is a strange and difficult one.
That's very good, Mike.
But with that theme music, just wallow out. We have some more Twin Peaks stuff coming up later. Where else are you going to hear this sort of material? Where else are you going to hear a two-hour dissection of Twin Peaks?
Yeah.
Nowhere else but here on CKLN on the Church of the Subgenius Radio 2 hours. Very disappointed with the phone calls today. We have to keep things...
Experience the music of Twin Peaks. Look for the soundtrack, now available at all Sam and the Record Man locations.
I thought that was important to keep that in, actually. Oh, here comes Philly Markowitz with another pledge. And
George
on 78. Oh, and a phone call. Let's go to the phones, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay.
George always has something interesting to say.
Well, I like that. That's great, isn't it?
It sounds like a music gallery.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, George.
Yo.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to fundraising. Does the show sound any different?
There's a different kind of... noisy scatteredness about this evening.
Mm-hmm. Hey, George.
Yo.
I want to acknowledge that I didn't comment on your Philip Marchand note last week. That was very important. You brought up that he said to drown the effects of the electric environment, we have to counter-drown yourself with masses of books, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a vested interest in that boy. He's got a wife, kids, a mortgage, maybe. He's saying buy his column, buy books to counter the electronic disservices, right?
Yep.
Obviously a pink approach. The thing is, Marshall never advocated dropping books like a Hiroshima bomb on cultures to counter electronic effect.
Yeah.
That's actually a quote from Fireside Theater, I think. The Enola McLuhan, dropping books in Africa, you know? Okay?
Okay.
Okay, George, you know Fireside Theater? Waiting for the electrician?
Yeah. Yep.
So anyways, the problem with Marchand is he doesn't understand, he didn't understand McLuhan. He never got past the books of 1969, 1970, leading into Take Today, so that he is stuck back there as a P.O.B., a print-oriented bum.
Right, it's a good thing we have the Church of the Subgenius to take us past 1969.
Good point, George. You don't have to pledge. Thanks.
Well, I'm doing that anyway, but now, if you do this, you get some kind of little perk, like, do you still have copies of the Torpor document?
Oh, no, that's available from Wayne Morris on International Connection Sunday
Wake
morning.
Wake up from your Torpor document.
Well, the guy who said that speech about Torpor, Wake Up, is sitting here behind me.
Oh.
Okay, David, he's right here.
That was a good rap.
Yeah. Okay, so about Marchand, you want to know, I don't think he's even conscious of the show.
No, he's obviously not a regular listener, but he should phone in and pledge anyway.
Yeah, I don't think
so. So here's my $40 worth, and Mike can help me out with one of those great John Doe tapes.
Oh, a John Doe tape or a t-shirt?
Tape. Mike Dyer Productions.
Oh, okay. Your choice?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We can talk later.
Hey, George, what's the antidote to Marchand then? If it's not books, what is it? It's media ecology we suggested. But see, you don't need to read a lot of books. You just need to read one book, Finnegan's Wake, which has the electronic effects within it, right? So wake up your eye with one medium. Therefore, it's ecological because you won't allow the printing presses to burn up a gravity rainbow kind of covers leading to Vineland, right?
Excellent. We should probably just run our fingers down the outside back of the book, and that would probably just about do it.
That's tactile. Yeah. Have a tactile relationship with the book.
Mm-hmm.
So if I didn't communicate properly, we'll have to get serious in 2 weeks in Halloween and address that Marchand question.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Okay.
585.
Before I go, one
yes,
little quick thing is that people might want to think about the situation in Kuwait, in Iraq, as being very similar to... Britain and the Falklands.
Oh, George, you're so perceptive tonight.
So just leave that one and come back to it.
Okay.
Night.
Hey, George, will you call the official pledge line to give your pledge?
Okay.
585-5827, as if you don't know already.
our goal is 22,000. 22,000.
We're approaching that. I'd like to thank also the phone line. We've got one line lit, 585-5827, the Church of the Subgenius radio show. Thank you to Simpson Susan. Susan Simpson. It's not her name. Thank you, Susan, for that that nice pledge. And, Bob, we're rolling along. How about another out-of-town testimonial?
Fantastic.
Okay. This one is from a person whose music we played before, who does a show in Portland, Maine. I forget the call letters of the station. It's a community radio station. His name is Michael Townsend. He does a show called Dad's New Slacks, and it's a show dedicated to the Church of the Subgenius.
This is Michael Townsend, sometimes known as Dad. I'm wearing my new slacks and speaking to you from listener-supported WMPG in Portland, Maine, where we broadcast the Dallas Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack every Friday at 9 p.m., beaming it straight down the coast to Walker's Point. That's the vacation home of the anti-Bush, who, conspiracy duke though he may be, has become one of the chief architects of the end times, which, in case you haven't noticed, have already begun. War, famine, disease, eco-disaster, worldwide economic depression. That ain't prophecy, folks. It's the nightly news. It seems these pink boys are trying to speed up Armageddon so as to thwart the Subgenius plan for salvation, leaving nothing alive on the planet by the time the Exus arrive. But friends, you can do something about it. When you contribute to listener-supported stations like CKLN, you're not only making a powerful blow against the conspiracy and its mind-numbing ultra-pink commercial radio arm, but in fact, every dollar you donate can actually delay the coming apocalypse by a full minute. So call 585-5827 now. Prop up. Turn off your TV for good. Whatever you do, refuse to...
Okay, that's it. We had to cut him off.
Why, did he get violent?
No. We just didn't have enough time on the cart.
Okay, five.
Thank you to Michael Townsend, out-of-town listener. He listens all the way in Portland, Maine. He's got a strong antenna, 585-5827, and we are encouraging you to keep on pledging. People have been generous. I know it's late. It is after midnight, and we are in sort of an odd time slot here.
But, I have a testimonial, Mike.
Hit me with it.
585-5827. Greg, is it?
Paul.
Oh, Paul. Paul.
Or Python. Or,
you know, okay, Paul whatever. Was telling me during Townsend's remarks. Say it again.
How fortunate we are to have such dynamic radio, because radio in, I mean, Europe, everybody thinks, oh, Europe is all culture, and it's filled with a lot of history and lots of bull like this, but as far as a dynamic radio, I mean, it's boring. In France, it's horrible. There's so little to hear. And to have a radio station which has, like, the whole spectrum of completely awful to completely wonderful, it's refreshing. And
it's
a resource that
I thought
has
we were
to be
talk about this show, man.
Oh well,
weren't you telling me there's nothing like this? I thought you're talking about
there's nothing like this.
You know why that is? Because nobody can carry on a dialogue discarnate and have a sense of sympathy or perception envelope pushing like I can, all right? I mean, Mike can't continue a conversation with anybody over the air and take new topics. Only I can do that, right?
The
dialogue is opposite to propaganda. So there's nobody putting out anything that's non-propagandistic.
Sort of Johnny Carson cubed.
Bob, I think people should be putting out some money. That note that we just put in front of you says that we're at $77,755, which means if someone has a $22 pledge, it'll be 77777.
That's the anti-Bob.
So 585-5827 is the number to call with your $22 pledge, of course.
So, Phil, you're picking up the Pacific Shift. Two sevens is 14, and you've got two 14s in there with four sevens. So 14 is the number one.
And there's the pledge line right now. I bet that's a $22 pledge.
Philly, did you believe we get this many pledges?
Excellent. Okay, Bob, that was great, and a nice testimonial. Thank you.
Paul.
Yeah. Not enough about the show, but that's okay. That's...
Listen, I'm going to make another...
talk about that later.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to make another prediction, okay, Mike? Bernard asked for predictions. I got predictions. Jesus, unbelievable, the pledges.
Okay.
We actually do have a church.
We just hit the magic 77777 number. Ooh. And hey, now here's a... Let's see. Let's try to reach 78,000 by 2 o'clock, Bob.
Oh, come on.
We can do it.
We'll reach
more, but... and
come on.
Do you know who put us over that mark?
No.
Dave Neufeld.
Ah, David.
Thank you,
he
Dave.
He is the sponsor of Musical Excellence, the real Angelo Badalamenti, Dave Neufeld. Neufeld. Elwell. We have a pledge here of $22,000.
Let me take the zero to the back. Sorry.
This significant stuff. Pledge of $22,000 here from an M. Noriega.
Excellent.
I think it's a bribe. But
a first time, a first time listener, but we'll accept that pledge.
His phone number is A-M-N-E-S-T-Y. Okay. Amnesty. He's looking for it. And he's in Leavenworth, apparently. So another long-distance follower.
All right.
Mike, I'm going to make a prediction.
Another one.
Dave Letterman, right? Dave Letterman. Dave Letterman.
Crash.
Noriega. Look at that. Hey, could that ever happen before? Levitation. I'm going to make a real prediction again. Again, without the exibulables, offers, whatever they tell us. Everybody knows about the crop circle rings. They've been appearing in the United States, Australia, France, Brazil, New Zealand, Switzerland, and the Soviet Union. And we know they're these crop circles are being made from people from foodies, and they're the X's, and Bob has been dealing with them for 2 years. And tetradic manager capacity, outlined in the book Take Today by Marshall McLuhan, and updated in Laws of Media, a mythic comment on Marshall's work. Laws of Media is a mythic comment on his own myth, if anybody wanted to know that. Strange rings around the prairies. We just had a crop circle show up in August in the prairies. This is from the Globe Mail, September 25th, 1990. Now, Bob's making a prediction. Bob predicts that since he and Connie apparently come from the Maritimes, from Nova Scotia, then certainly the X's will honor Bob's roots, right? And they will have some crop circles in the Maritimes. In particular, this is going to happen. It's going to blow everybody away again with the AIDS thing. In a couple of months, we'll have the newspaper evidence. But in November, December, talking in a month or so, we're going to have crop circles appear in Newfoundland and Labrador. All right? That is a
pretty... Praise God.
I predict there'll be snow circles.
Paul,
in the coming months.
Paul, okay. You know, Paul's following...
Paul's new, but he's caught on very quickly.
Yeah, he's following the latest subgenius slogan, Mandela, which is do whatever you want as long as it hurts somebody. That's our latest
Bob,
slogan.
$349
oh,
so
I can't
far.
Believe it. And it's only 10 after 12. Unbelievable. 10 minutes.
So get David.
Who?
Get David.
David.
Okay, tell David that if he makes a sound, a woman will pledge.
David, if you make a sound, a woman will pledge. Thank you.
That was David. David, can you prove that was you?
Dude, yeah. Can you prove that was you?
Prove that was you.
I can't prove it was me, but the resonance is there. She'll recognize the right.
No, you do be correct. That'll prove it's you. It's a fly's eye. Master, master.
Oh, yeah. Master, this had to be recorded through a fly's eye. You have to have a fly's eye to see.
Okay, that's excellent.
David.
So that pledge should come flying through. It was a woman, David? Yeah, thank you very much.
That woman. So anyways, I'm predicting a crop circle show up in Newfoundland Labrador in November, December, and then in January.
What's the number, Bob?
653-1464 for the AIDS cure and 585-5827.
Don't confuse people, goddammit.
It works all the time, Mike. It inspires, it breaks down the left hemisphere, right hemisphere interval, right?
Okay.
That's our technique.
Let's remind people that if they pledge money, we will... no, this isn't a threat, Bob. But, I mean, I think people should still call if they want to call, as they usually do every time we're on the air. Call the hotline numbers, 595-1478 or 79. But also, they should pledge tonight only. Thank you, Death of Vinyl Entertainment. And thank you again. This is an annual thing. Paul Hodge for his generous pledge.
We love the Music Gallery. It's a very important institution, and they will be presenting in probably 1992 a 8-hour lecture series by me, sponsored by David Ayer or Beefheart or somebody.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
And that'll allow the Music Gallery the grant to get them through 1993.
Praise Bob. 585-5827, Church of the Subgenius fundraising show for 1990. How about another testimonial?
All right.
Let's go to our...
finish my predictions.
So anyway, I thought you finished it. I'm sorry.
No, you get crop circles in Newfoundland and Labrador in November, December, and then a month later, probably some in Nova Scotia, and then the third one in March, April, okay?
Okay.
We're looking for crop circles in the Maritimes. You heard it here for Bob, from Bob first.
All right. Testimonial, Bob?
What do you got?
I'll surprise you.
Okay.
Tell me if you can hear this, okay?
Yeah.
Quaalude duck. Quack, quack. Electric baby. Hello, Toronto. My name is Tim Howe, and I'm speaking to you from Flesherton, the Twin Peaks of Southern Ontario. Plundertown. Also, an overrated artist's mecca. Even more incestuous than Toronto, if you can believe that. This is, in part, a media-created problem. The popular press makes this joint seem like the place to be. But don't believe it. It's really a ghetto,
an arts ghetto. And I hate it. I can't even get radio out here in the country. But if I did, I would be on the phone right now, pledging support for my favorite community radio station, 88.1 CKLN-FM. Now, this ain't no ghetto. It's real radio, baby. It's got Moxie. It's got Bob. It's got Twin Bobs. And it's the only station in Ontario that plays my work. So, do you want danger? Support CKLN. Or I'll sick clunder on you.
Awesome. A greatest hit produced by...
Okay.
Very good. Greatest hit.
The number here is 585-5827, a cast of thousands. Everyone's very quiet. Everyone seems to be in awe around you. People, feel free to make some noise. Feel free to throw anything in at any time.
Yeah.
Although this is a scripted show, we don't mind some improvisation from time to time.
Well, see, Bob's an acoustic tactile phenomenon, so it's awful hard for people to hear and look at Bob at the same time. Since we're a visually biased culture, people tend to get into a staring mode when I'm around, and everybody's just staring here to watch Bob do his trapeze act.
And it's a sexual thing as well.
Yeah, create something out of nothing.
Bob, we have a phone call. Let's go to
okay, it. Okay, great. That's what we like, eh, Sean?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Scott again?
No, this
different
is different
Scott.
Oh, Scott. How you doing, Dave?
Good.
What's happening?
Dave, do you want to take over? We'll just go out and get a beer or something.
Okay, Scott, what do you have to say today?
I just wanted to say hi to my friend David Ayer. I phoned him at home, and the answering machine was on, and so it was a surprise when I heard him through the radio. So I just
You mean you didn't expect to hear him there?
Well,
here
I didn't know there on the radio. No, I didn't.
Well, so let's not. So to show this isn't just cheap community access, make this call relevant other than for personal motives. What percepts do you have to offer besides a pledge?
Like money.
Okay, well, I'll donate $5.
No, vetoed. Sorry, buddy. It's going to be $10 minimum.
Did you hear our AIDS announcement?
Okay, I'll pledge $15.
Oh, okay. Well, don't feel any pressure to pledge. But yeah, that'd be nice. Do you have the pledge line number in front of you?
Yes, I do.
That would be great if you could call that.
Yeah, I will.
Thanks a lot.
Did you hear my AIDS announcement?
I certainly did.
Do you believe it?
I don't know, Bob.
You can believe it, man. Have some confidence.
I do.
You now do.
I have hope.
It's true. I wouldn't play with this stuff.
I'm just very confused.
You're getting slack. You're on that borderline of confusion and ecstatic corpus callosum release.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Thank you, Scott.
I'm going to read you something here, actually.
Yeah.
How long is it?
Input.
What you were saying
a
couple weeks ago. Sounded quite interesting. I just started watching that show myself. And what you were saying about it, I kind of feel the same way. But something that a friend of mine and myself wrote. This is called The Conspiracy Cafe. And it starts at George and Manuel in Saddam ordered cappuccino late one Thursday evening with full intentions of deceiving. George says calmly, I need a fix. Manuel and Saddam reply in unison, we need a fix too. Let's continue as always, string the world with highways. Late night shady deals at the Conspiracy Cafe, power political decisions that you and I pay. Pulp and paper, bear and hobnob, with the people who don't live in their own environment are there too. A global philosophy of greed discussed over coffee as usual as you've ever been. What will it take for the Geraldo and all of us to uncover this horrid cafeteria, poison water? No. Poison air, no. Poison food, no. The likes of us never get past the doorman at the Conspiracy Cafe. Discussing underwear, fashion can be hazardous to the fearful conspiracy that we know not of. That could be a small town in West Kuwait. Hey, man, don't shudder. It'll make you fake.
585-5827. Hey, listen, Scott, you said you're watching Twin Peaks and you agree with what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, here's a new fact. In the March 87 issue of Vanity Fair, there's an interview with David Lynch where he's being checked out by Leo Castelli, his paintings, all right? And a motif that runs through his paintings is a little image with a head with spikes in it and wires coming out, a little baby image that he calls the Electric Baby, all right? Now, the Electric Baby is what Laura Palmer is. And that's why Bob is the hidden ground in Twin Peaks. Bob is, as you saw, when Mike came out of the bathroom in last night's show, right? Last week's show? He looked up in the air. You know, he was in his catonic drug release. You know, without chemicals, he points, right?
All right.
So he comes out of the bathroom stall, and he looks up. He doesn't look forward. He doesn't look to the left, right. He looks up, and he goes, Bob, I know you're back. All right? Now, look, he's looking like a demented person from the medieval period with no visual perspective, you know? They look in all directions at once. He's looking for Acoustic Bob, all right? The Electric Baby. Okay, Scott?
That's a lot of time zones.
That's a clue.
That's a lot of time zones. That's
okay.
A lot of time zones.
Where are you?
I am everywhere, I guess.
Thanks.
Okay,
the Electric Baby.
So long, Scott. Okay, Bob.
Yeah, that's important.
Just want to give you an update. Several people have come through with pledges. Janet Fransky and Jim Jazwetsky.
I would like to bear their children.
Where are the women who call? A lot of women have been pledging tonight. Now, you know that's been
that's
a concern in the church,
that's
Bob.
That's my point, eh? They do listen to the hidden ground. They're too smart. They take notes and they get Canada Council grants from this stuff. The dumb men call in and participate in the dialogue. The women are taking it down and hijacking the whole scene.
Okay.
All right? And they just prove it. We're getting majority women pledges tonight. I'm always right. And so is the AIDS cure and so is the Ben Johnson prediction, which we'll have to replay next week because Mike didn't broadcast it right. I don't believe it went out unless I heard it.
All right.
All right.
585-5827 is the pledge line here, CKLN. Let's just remind people, if we've got some new listeners who are staggering home from the bars, that we are offering some incentives. Why don't you talk about your tapes?
Yeah, we've got three Bob tapes, greatest hits from 1989, 1990.